Step to the task and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. I'm Tim Button. Nick Lavery, he's the man. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 behind Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. Areas in practice include DUI. If you've been charged with DUI, it's a devastating event. Can change and disrupt your entire life. Doesn't mean you're guilty. Means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect you and your future. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. You've been injured in any sort of accident. It's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to someone else's negligence, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you get justice. And parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. It doesn't mean they're a bad kid. I mean, it's every kid gets in trouble. It means that you need Nick Lavery. He's here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, and visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. You know, let me say one other thing. This is on a personal note. You know, I was in a fairly bad accident. How many long ago was that, Ramona? I don't even know. Like 6 months ago? How long? I have no idea. I'm bad with time when it comes to anything but sports.
I think so, but it could have been a little longer there.
Yeah, I was stopped at a stoplight with a relatively new truck, 12,000 miles on it, and a woman ran into me from behind going at like 50 miles an hour. And because, like, I'm a stubborn cuss, and the vehicle was totaled, and I was bloodied and a mess. And I honestly, when the collision first happened, I remember thinking for a second, oh, this might be it. I mean, thinking that I might not survive this, because I felt like every internal organ got crushed. I mean, I felt like I was a pancake. I mean, I felt pain inside every organ of my body. And obviously I was a mess, and the vehicle, like I said, was totaled. That's how hard she hit me. And, you know, everyone's trying to get me to go to the hospital. I refused. I went home. They didn't want me to drive the vehicle. I did because I explained. But, you know, like, even today, like, I wonder whether that's what I should have done, because, like, I have some pain in my right side of my back that I think came from that accident that, you know.
Yeah.
And look, insurance companies are going to try and get you to sign off on stuff right away. Don't sign anything prematurely. And trust me, if you're in any sort of accident, you're best off calling Nick Lavery and getting his advice before you do anything or before you act in a stubborn manner like I did. Trust me. So there's your personal story. Chuck and Greg. By the way, where is Georgia, Greg? Chuck and Taylor's. Chuck, how are you, Chuck? Good to have you.
I'm doing well, Walt. I just got one question to ask you, and I agree with you as far as your accident. I went through one, and I was stubborn, too.
Yep.
And I regret every day, because then I had to come out of pocket with things that had to be done.
Right, so, and you don't know. Yeah. You know, we're not doctors, and we don't know. And you don't know what's going to happen, you know, 4 weeks from now, whether there's something that happened that you're just unaware of.
Yeah, don't be a stubborn 50-something-year-old man like me and, you know, and then say, oh, I'll be okay. And then, you know, then 3 weeks down the road, man, why is my back hurt? Why is my...
Right.
And you're not taking advantage of anybody, but that's what You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly. No, because, again, the companies are going to try and get you to sign your rights away on the accident. That's what they try and do.
That's exactly what happened to me, Walt.
Yeah, that's why you need Nick Lavery's protection in that case.
Exactly. But my question is the same question I asked Walk, and I don't get to listen to you guys so much. I'm working out of town. But my question to you is, as a fan, Walt, Quark told me he thought it was because of social media, and everything's changed now, like everybody says. But as a fan, and I'm not just talking about Clemson, I'm talking about South Carolina, I'm talking about a lot of teams. But we hear all this rhetoric, you know, about, hey, we're line's looking great, everything's looking great. I'm not calling any coach a liar. I'm not calling Dabo a liar. I'm not calling any coach a liar. But back in the day, Walt, we never used to – they called an ace a spade a spade. You know, hey, man, we need to pick it up on this. We need to pick it up on that. And as far as your prior caller said, Walt, I've seen forever. I've been a fan for 50 years for Clemson, and I usually attest me personally as just a fan. I don't study the tape you study, but – I always look at them when they bring them in as a freshman and a sophomore. And if they make an immediate impact like Lenore Sellers did when they brought him in, I think he threw a 60-yard pass. I mean, the guy, you could look at him, you know, and I'm a Clemson fan, but that's what I attest to. But my question is, when we hear all this rhetoric, Walt, you know what I'm talking about how coaches tell you, you know, that we're looking great and all this. What do you attest that to, and what do you put that on, Walt, with social media? Or what do you, as a fan, what do you think you ought to do? And I know that's a hard question to answer, but that's my question for you. And one more, what do you think Oklahoma's going to do this weekend? And I'm pulling for Coach B.
Yeah.
You know, he's a great guy, and I like Oklahoma, and I really like, that was a great pick by you. I heard you talk about him. That quarterback is the real deal. But anyway, that's it for you, Walt.
Thank you,
and thank you, Ramona.
Yeah. Well, on the first question, Chuck, I think every coach is different. I think there are optimistic coaches who see things through that lens and always believe the best. I think Dabo Swinney is one of those guys, sort of a true believer. I think that has benefited Dabo Swinney greatly. Have there been some times where maybe it colored his analysis a little? Maybe. You know, I think at one point he said, you know, Kyle Parker could play for every team in the NFL, and I don't think that was true, for example. But I think he is a true believer. And I think that, you know, 90% of the time, that has helped him. It's helped him in every way. And I think that's what you would prefer, to be honest. I think that's the preferred method. Now, at times, guys might not live up to it. And it may be, too, that, you know, for example, when Dabo Swinney talks about Gideon Davidson or Eazy-E or, you know, or somebody of that sort, that I think he's telling you the truth. It's just that we haven't seen it yet, and therefore people get frustrated with it because you hear the names and you think, okay, well, we're going to see this guy, and then you don't see him at all. I don't think that means that Dabo Swinney was wrong in the evaluation. I think that's the correct evaluation. I think Gideon Davidson is going to be one of the great talents at running back that Clemson has seen. I think that Eazy-E, you know, Dabo Swinney said he's a more explosive Wayne Gallman, and that he runs violently. Okay, I think those things are true, but you know, when you hear that, that makes you think. You hear more explosive Wayne Gallman, you think, oh, we're seeing this guy. This guy's going to get 10 carries this week, and it doesn't happen, and then you're left to wonder. Now, you contrast that with, for example, a guy like Steve Spurrier, and Spurrier was just—he was pretty much the exact opposite of that. Is that that? I guess the exact opposite of a man who's enormously positive would be a man who's enormously negative. It wasn't that Spurrier was necessarily negative, but you know, he was a jabber. I mean, he would take shots at his own team and his own players, and he didn't care. So, you know, and I think some think that, well, he's the guy who's more of the truth teller, that he's telling you exactly what he sees and he's not sugarcoating it. I don't think it's that. I do think that Spurrier saw it a different way and maybe had a different way of doing things and different way of motivating. But, you know, I think Dabo Swinney truly believes everything he says. I do. I think he sees the world that way. And, you know, to be honest, I wish I was that way. I wish I could see every day that way. It'd be a lot better way to live. It would. I would much rather live and see the world through Dabo Swinney's lens than see it through Steve Spurrier's lens, if that makes sense. And that's another reason I think he's, you know, he epitomizes leadership in a program. I think he's the best leader in college football. It doesn't always go your way. And you're in a period where, from a Dabo Swinney standpoint, you know, you're in a little bit of a down stretch. I don't think it means the end. I don't. Dabo Swinney said he thinks he'll win a couple more championships. I think that's possible. I do think it's harder now. I think with 12 teams and maybe future expansion, I think it's harder than ever. So, you know, I think it's going to be really difficult for any school to win two moving forward. I don't think it's going to be easy, but I think it's possible. Yeah, I think it's possible. And on the Oklahoma front, look, I put Oklahoma eighth before the year. I was probably one of the only people in America who ranked Oklahoma. The AP didn't rank them at all. Or was it the coaches who didn't rank them all? One of them didn't rank them at all. Might have been the coaches. But I put him eighth, and a large part of that was material. The other part was I thought Oklahoma had a top five defense. This is a big game because I also like Auburn. I ranked Auburn preseason as well. It's a big game. Greg in Clemson. Greg, how are you, Greg?
I'm good. Thanks for letting me in.
Absolutely, Greg. Love your calls.
My favorite Steve Spurrier quote was after a Kentucky game. Todd Ellis was interviewing him. Talking, he was just gushing about, Coach, you had this many yards rushing, this many yards passing, and we're going on and on. Spurrier said, don't get too excited, Todd. It was just Kentucky.
Steve Spurrier was not only one of the great innovative offensive minds the game has ever seen, but he was good for the game. He was good for our business. Yeah, he was good for everybody's business. He was good for the business of the SEC. He was good for the business of college football. He was good for the Clemson-South Carolina rivalry. I miss him, you know, and his input.
Well, listen, who was the second baseman for the Dodgers that forgot how to throw the ball to first?
Steve Sachs.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't remember his name.
Yeah.
I know that's a very extreme example, but the reason I say that is the more you talk about our quarterback and what, you know, I try to come up with an explanation myself. I can't find one. Like you say, well, the game's too fast for him maybe. Well, no, it was fast last year. So, you know, it's kind of like, what do you attribute it to? It's fascinating just to try to –
Hey, Greg, I'm going to let you continue. I started you late. I'm going to carry you over, but I got to ask you something. Since you brought that up and since I'm probably the only person in the country who could have answered that, I'm going to ask you this. Did you ever hear me tell the Lasorda story about Pedro Guerrero?
No.
Okay, listen to this story. Lasorda was obviously a legendary storyteller, and I probably can't tell it like he did, but I'll recount it to the best of my ability. So the Dodgers are playing, and Sachs is at second, and Guerrero's in left field. And at some point before the pitcher throws the first pitch of an inning, Guerrero is out in left field, and he's praying. And Lasorda doesn't know what's going on, so he calls timeout because he's calling to Guerrero, and Guerrero's not responding. He's sitting there praying. And Lasorda makes his way out there, you know, sort of waddles his way out there, And Guerrero comes in some, and Lasorda says, you know, Pedro, what's going on? What are you doing? And he says, I'm praying. And Lasorda says, we're playing baseball. What do you mean you're praying? He said, what are you praying for? He said, I'm praying they don't hit the ball to me, and I'm praying they don't hit the ball to Sachs either.
because he would have to run it over.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
But anyway, just, you know, I don't want to be down on a kid who's, I guess you'd say, just struggling with confidence right now. But let me ask you this. Would you agree that normally when a quarterback is doing that, having that struggle, you see these errant throws, like he throws it 15 feet over a guy's head,
yep.
and you say, well, what are you doing? But I haven't seen him do that much, has he? You watch more film than I do.
I think he's missed a lot of throws, yes. I think he's missed throws, and not just over. I think short. Look, the Ian Shefflin play, which was resulted in a call, I mean, that was a terrible throw. That ball was a sinker ball wobbler that had nothing on it. That ball's got to be thrown up in the air. I mean, you got a 6'8", 6'7", tight end, and you know, and he can screen out his guy. That ball's got to go to his outside hand up in the air. You know, at 9 feet, 10 feet high. That's where that ball's got to be. Not down on the ground. You know, and you go back a couple games. There was the screen pass to Brown. He threw that at his feet. There was the would-be touchdown pass to Smith. He threw that at his feet. That resulted in Smith's knee going to the ground. He's missed a lot of easy throws. I think footwork has been a part of it. I think that to some degree Baker screwed him up in that first game, and I think Clemson should have run the ball more to try and help him.
Well, I'm glad that Shefflin played for Brad Brownell because he knew how to set the pick to keep the other guy from getting to the ball.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Yep.
Okay, well, thanks for letting me in.
Thanks, Greg, as always. Great job. Always good speaking to you. All right, quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Range Man. I can't believe where the show is going. You can still get in if you want. 654-7627.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Dabo Sweeney. In football, a strong connection between players wins games. In life, a strong connection helps everyone win. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet you can get, and it's backed by folks who live here and who care about doing things the right way. Whether it's game day streaming, working from home, or keeping up with family, Upcountry Fiber is your best play. Visit UpcountryFiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-345. 4568 or check out our services online at certifieddiesellc.com.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV PhotoMax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV PhotoMax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
As a scientist, I can tell you that Sundays are only 24 hours long. But with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV, you get every game every Sunday all in one place. That's upwards of 30 hours of NFL in one day. How can there be 30 hours in 24 hours, you ask? I have a theory. Magic. New users get NFL Sunday Ticket for 8 payments of $34.50 per month. Sign up at NFLSundayTicket.com. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games and commercial use. Terms and embargoes apply. Availability varies.
New Beyond Raw Lit V2 pre-workout. GNC's number one pre-workout. Now with harder-hitting energy, an intense mind-body connection, and enhanced endurance support. This isn't just pre-workout. It's precision engineering for your body. Turbocharge your workout with new Beyond Raw Lit V2. Available now at GNC and GNC.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Dot King was whittled from the bone of Cain. With a little drop of poison in her red, red blood. She needed a way to turn around the bend. She said, I want to walk away and start over again. There are things I've done I can't erase. I want to look in the mirror, see another face. I said, never, but I'm doing it again. I want to walk away and start over again.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage, we are back. All right. So when a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team Upstate families count on. They handle everything. Repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating too. From furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And when emergency strikes, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliable. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. You see them everywhere. You know who these dudes are. Regular HVAC tune-ups will help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And get this, right now, Ace Home Company is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers. $189 value, free. Free for new customers. Are you kidding me? So all you need to do is you schedule yours. You visit acehome.com to schedule yours today. Go do that. Schedule your, for a new customer, free $189 value fall maintenance. Take advantage of that. Tell them I sent you. That's how it works. You'll thank me later. These guys are the best. Back to the phones. It is Clark and our good friend Clark and Cliff in Spartanburg. How about that? Clark, how are you, Clark? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Good evening. How you doing?
Good, Clark. Thank you for getting in.
Hey, this Saturday coming up, Syracuse. How long, if Clemson has a bad game again, your opinion, how long will it go before he starts putting some backups in or just trying to do something to get a spark? I mean, do you see that happening?
I would say that based on what we've heard, no. I don't think that happens until you see another loss, if you see another loss, at which point I think you'll see a change in plan, and I think you'll start to see other guys play. But until you see that next loss, if one comes, I think you're going to see the status quo.
Yeah. I think it's like, what, 13, 14-point spread?
17 and a half, last I saw.
Wow. That's a lot. I guess I'll have to go with Syracuse again this week. I did good last week. Yeah. Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got to prove me wrong, Walt, until they do.
Yeah, no, look, I get it. I'm in the same boat. I mean, right now this offense is struggling enough. Look, it would help if you got Antonio Williams back. It would help if you got Barnes back, you know, you got Lee back. Some of that would help, without question. I mean, you know, again, I think going back to the first game, I think the way Baker attacked Clemson, I think Antonio Williams was vital on the field that night, given the amount of pressure that they put on Cade Klubnik. And I think he lost, I've said it right from then, his security blanket. And I think that really sort of set the stage for what's happened. I think that was a significant loss, but, you know, that's part of football.
I really think they need to get the running backs, backup running backs, some time. I mean, because, you know, Randall could get hurt all the times they give him the rock. You're taking a chance on losing one of your better backs, you know.
Well, it's not just that.
Just in case you start winning, you know. Yeah.
Well, it's not just that, but you know, people were calling for Randall to get more carries, and I tried to explain, you know, that, and I wrote this on Twitter on game day. I said, look, he's tapping out of the game now. I mean, you know, they gave it to him 15 times, and he was asking out repeatedly, and I don't blame him for that. He hasn't been a running back at the collegiate level, so he's taken a lot of physical abuse that he's not used, his body's not used to handling, and he's fatiguing. So, I mean, for the people, you know, you look at Randall and you see, you know, 6'3", 240, whatever he is, 235, and you think, well, you know, this guy can handle 30 carries a game. He can't because he hasn't been a running back at the collegiate level, and he's not used to absorbing that degree of contact. So it's wearing on him, and so he's not ready for that right now, which means that, you know, if Gideon Davidson and Eazy-E are as good as we've been told, and I actually think they are, then I think that it's okay to mix some carries in for those two guys.
All right, well, I appreciate it. You guys have a good evening.
Yep, thank you, Clark. Appreciate the call. Cliff in Spartanburg. Cliff, as always, great to have you.
Hey, well, thanks for having me.
Yep, thank you, Cliff.
I know all your callers are you know, following our path of fading teams on Quit Watch early in the year. And while I'm a little worried about both in-state teams this week as far as covering, for me, Florida's that team this week, Walt.
Yeah.
Lagway looked terrible in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen a little kid where they get so mad that they just start crying. That's what Lagway looked like in the fourth quarter. I mean, it wasn't just interceptions. They were give-up interceptions. I mean, they – it was hideous, and they were only down 10 points. You know, I mean, it wasn't like they were down 30, and it just, man, that was tough. And you know, there's internet rumors of him being in the, you know, a transfer portal candidate to Miami. I mean,
Oh, and see, I didn't know that, but I think it's interesting, Cliff, because yesterday on Twitter, I wrote that I thought that Lagway would be leaving Florida, and I had no idea about, there were no rumors at the time that I saw, and I just think it's over. I think the AD is fired. I think Napier's fired. I think Lagway is out of there. What I had heard was that there were a locker room issues between Lagway and teammates. That's what I had heard, and that led me to my tweet about Lagway. Now, apparently, in conjunction with that, there was some other person, I still don't know who it is, who wrote something about Lagway and leaving Florida. I had no idea that Miami could potentially be involved on the out on the opposite side. But yeah, I think that whole Florida thing is over.
Yeah, I mean, his body language said the same thing. And you know, kids change week to week, but, man, it just, you know, for such a close game, it was really shocking how kind of non-competitive that team was in the fourth quarter. And, Walt, I think...
And you know, Cliff, and one more thing. Remember, this guy really wasn't available to play. He was basically hurt the entire lead-up to the season. And then you just throw him out there. He's only started a handful of games, and Napier's offense just lacks imagination. And I think was very predictable for Baker.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, a dynamic of the transfer portal, you know, in the sports entertainment side of things is fading bad situations is almost more attractive now because these kids are already thinking about the portal. You can't tell me how Florida's roster is not already thinking about the portal right now, you know.
Yeah.
So... You know, they're. I got two more games where I want to ask you real quick, and I'll get off, Walt. Arkansas is going to Memphis for some reason. Both teams have really balanced and early season productive offenses. I think this is kind of a show me game for both teams. I know for an SEC team, Memphis doesn't sound like a bellwether game, but I would like to see how Arkansas performs on the road in a somewhat dangerous spot right here,
especially after coming off a tough loss, a game that they had a chance to win. But I do think Green is a super freak. I really do.
He's amazing.
You know,
yeah,
I put him five or six on my preseason quarterback list, and people thought that was nuts. But I'm not sure it's high enough. I'm actually not sure there's a more dynamic player in the country.
No, he's. You know, for all the hype Sellers was getting, you know, you're right. He is a super freak. And that brings me to my last game, Walt. Southern Cal getting 18.5 at home. And I mean, I know they're killing a bunch of nobodies, but Childs and Michigan State, this just feels like a superhero game where, you know, I don't think Michigan State wins, but man, that's a rich line. And to me, this feels like a 34-24 type game with, you know, Childs putting on that cape at you know, some point in the game. And but again, you know, Southern Cal putting up big numbers, kind of surprising as far as how hot they've started. And this is a show me game as well. I mean, if they come out and win by 30, they kind of move up my list and out of the stereotypes, just like, you know, Miami has.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a believer in Miami, and this week will prove or not prove that. So.
Yeah, I know that line opened at 14 and moved to 18.5. I'm all over Michigan State. Love Sparty in that game. Absolutely love them. I think they have a chance to win. I'm not buying USC yet. I'm you know, like you said, do it a couple of times against real teams and then tell me about it. I don't give a rat's a what you do against Purdue or anybody else that you've played. I'm not convinced. I know they're averaging over 11 yards a play. Good. Do it against somebody with a pulse. And I don't think Michigan State's great, but I think in Aiden Shiles they have a star, and in Jonathan Smith they have a really good coach, and
yep.
I believe in that. So yeah, I'm on the other side of that with you. 100%. I like Sparty in the 18.5.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks for talking. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Cliff. Good job. Excellent. Yep. Yeah, as soon as I saw that number, I saw it this morning, I thought the exact same thing. That number, like I said, started at 14 with 18.5. There's just no way. I mean, let USC play somebody with a pulse, okay, before we start celebrating USC. I still don't buy it. I just think they're still a fraud. They may be less of a fraud, but you know, let's see what happens. I, They have to beat some real teams and in convincing fashion before I believe in them at all, and I'm still not a believer. Again, maybe my mind will be changed. Maybe it'll be changed this weekend. We'll see. Let me tell you about Moretti's, Ramona. I'm starving for Moretti's. Hey, listen, if you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, don't worry. You don't need to drive to Western New York. You just gonna need to go to Moretti's in Malden. Their pizza, it's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection, a real stone oven. It's insanely good. The Buffalo wings are the best on the planet. They've been tested against the wings in Buffalo, okay? The original owner came from Buffalo, and Jeff and Luke have been up to Buffalo sampling the wings and comparing their own. Trust me, you will love them. They come with, of course, celery and your choice of ranch or blue cheese, and we know as a good American, you're going to choose blue cheese. It's everything a wing should be. Ever heard of beef on whack? Probably not, unless you're from Buffalo, unless you listen to the show. But beef on whack, man, they slice it thin. They slow cook roast beef for 8 hours, slice it thin, pile it high on a cumberweck bun. A sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce on the side, served with au jus, also on the side for dunking. Trust me, it's unbelievable. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, which are a huge production, so much more. Full bar, family-friendly atmosphere. The bar's divided from the restaurant. They got you covered. And sports fans, they have you covered. Giant screen TVs all over the place. One hall wall of nothing but big screen, high def TVs. They got you covered. Every Clemson game, every Clemson play, every NFL game, and your team. So if you follow some other team, all you need to do is ask Jeff and Luke. They'll put it on for you. It's that simple. Also, check out the Little John Coliseum table while you're there, made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. It's amazing. Moretti's, it's an experience, and the food is to die for. 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. You will 100% thank me later. Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage, quick break.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
It's official. Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night right here in downtown Seneca. It's a lot of fun. It's absolutely free. It's outside dining and great music. We get started early at 5:30 with a happy hour. Here's a few sounds of some of these fabulous artists. And we get ready for a great show, 7 till 9, with the main acts. We got some great lineups for you right here. Here's just a few of the artists. Change, change, change. Yeah, you and your friends, along with 3,000 of your closest friends, will be here every Thursday night right here on Ramcat Alley in Townville Street. It's Jazz on the Alley, voted best event of the year. Come on out, bring your chairs just in case you need them, and have fun. And every Thursday, we'll see you for a little jazz.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from Clemson. This family-owned builder has over 30 years of experience creating personalized homes built around your lifestyle. Choose from one- or two-story designs and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $20,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com today for more information.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries.
Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Lennox in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Tiger fans, are you all in? Then gear up with the Tiger Sports Shop, your go-to source for everything Clemson. From Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon and the best selection of Clemson apparel, we've got you covered 365 days a year. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. All in, all the time.
Go Tigers!
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Services in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Services build it for you. Golf Cart Services is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Your home for the upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're back. Let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. It's the ultimate destination for a sports fan. There's no place like it. It's just that simple. There's 80 high definition monitors. I don't care if your sport's baseball or football or boxing or basketball. It doesn't matter what your sport is. UFC, they have you covered all the time. There's no place like it. Come for the beautiful women, the scenic views. Again, it's incredible for a sports fan. 80 high definition monitors means wherever you sit, there are four or five monitors above you. It's like you're in your own studio, except in this studio, beautiful women serve you food and drink. Lots of them. 29 degree draft beer, giant man-sized mug. There's no place like it. Trust me when I tell you this. And every Friday in October, You will have, every Friday in September, you'll have Sam Adams Oktoberfest Stein hoisting. So that's coming up. That is on the 19th. Raise your glass to the start of Oktoberfest and keep it raised for our authentic Stein hoisting competition. Join in on Fridays in September at 6 p.m. all month for a chance to win weekly prizes and Sam Adams swag. Who doesn't like Sam Adams? It's awesome. National Cheeseburger Day is tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow. What better way to celebrate than with our seasoned, smashed, and seared-to-order cheeseburger topped with your choice of cheese, paired with a 22-ounce Coors Light or Miller Lite for just $12 all day. Not in a drinky mood? Grab a cheeseburger and tea or soda bundled together for just $10 all day. Say hello to one of your favorite holidays at Twin Peaks, National Cheeseburger Day. It's awesome. Also, Brew Days are back in September. That means that every Wednesday this August, what's today, Ramona? Wednesday. Every Wednesday, again, we're celebrating one of our most beloved things, and that's every Wednesday this month, just to be clear, beer. Get into Twin Peaks and score 22-ounce Twin Peaks brews on draft for just $3.99 all day. Excuse me, that's today. How about that? It's all at Twin Peaks. I promise you will thank me later. Get there as I choke to death. all right, Ramona. We have a number of things to get to before we get out of here. Stay tuned because at 7 p.m., Overtime with Ashby will be on. So stay tuned for that. You won't want to miss that. All right, Ramona, we have contest games for this week. We haven't even gone over the contest games for last week. We haven't said one word about them. You did not have your best week last week.
I did terrible. I went like 2-8, I think. Wasn't it 2-8?
Yeah, you'll rebound. You will rebound, and I'm confident of that. And we haven't talked about this week's games at all. I'm like past the point of reviewing last week's games. I don't want to talk about it anyway. I'm not tempted fate. Every time I do that, it blows up my face. So I won't be doing any of that. This week's games, let's take a look at the slate for this week's games. Do you have them?
I'll pull them up.
All right.
Hang on 1 second.
You pull them up. I like when you read the games. The first game, I think, I have written down here my handwritten notes. I think the first is Texas Tech and Utah. And that'd be Texas Tech at Utah. But you let me know when you have it. I have it listed here as Utah -3.5. These are due tomorrow by like 1 p.m., right?
Okay, I'm looking at you want me to look at last week's or
this week's? No, this week's. Okay. We're moving on. We're not talking about last week.
All right.
It's gone. Gone. Past.
Okay. All right, yeah, Texas Tech at Utah, 3.5 Utah.
By the way, you're missed consistency, so I'm sure you will get right back to killing it this week. It'll probably be 8-2 this week and get it right back.
That really sounds like you're patting me on the head.
No, there was no bless your heart associated with
it
that.
It is a bless your heart.
No, there was not. No, that was legitimate. Legitimate. No. I do.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any idea what you're doing in any of these as yet?
No, because like I said this morning when we were doing show prep,
okay.
I was going to do them.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
Yeah. You
remember that,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah. So from 7 to 8, you means you won't be paying attention to Ashby.
No,
just
I
like
do
you don't pay
job.
Attention to me from 3
oh,
to
8. Oh, let's not talk about not paying attention and not listening now. We don't want to go down that road.
All right. So game one
we're
is.
We're not due till tomorrow at 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
So game one.
Game one is.
We're Texas not doing them now. Tech. We're just taking a look at them.
Texas Tech at Utah. Utah's a 3.5-point favorite.
Okay. Right, she feels like about right, you know. I think both teams have good quarterbacks, and it's a big game. It's a big game in the Big 12. You know, could be a decisive game in the Big 12, even. Might be. What do you have next?
SMU at TCU. TCU is a 6.5-point favorite.
Yeah, this one's a puzzler to me.
A puzzler.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons, including the fact that TCU and SMU usually play wars. And most of these games with TCU and SMU wind up high scoring and really close, and they go back and forth. They're incredibly entertaining games. You know, both teams have offensive power. There's no question about that. TCU, what do you have TCU at? 6.5? Is that what
That's what it says, yeah.
Okay.
Six and a half.
Next.
The next one is Auburn and Oklahoma. Oklahoma's at 6.5.
I may be more interested in this game than any other this weekend.
Okay.
I like both teams. I'm obviously very high on Oklahoma. I ranked them 8th before the year. I was super high on John Mateer. I put him 2nd or 3rd in the nation before the year. I think we've seen those things play out. I believe the coaches didn't rank Oklahoma at all. I thought that was a massive oversight. I think given what – I know their schedule gets really difficult, but I think given what we've seen from Oklahoma, I mean, how are they not going to beat Texas at this point? I mean, you know, I said before the year, I thought Oklahoma would have an advantage when they played Texas because Mateer would be better than Arch Manning. Right now, the gap between Mateer and Arch Manning is enormous. Now, I think it'll narrow – But,
what happened with him? Not to change the subject, but what happened to him? Did he get hurt, or he just?
There's a lot of debate about whether he's playing. You're talking about Arch Manning?
Yes.
There's a lot of debate about whether.
The kid.
Yeah, Sarkisian says that he's not hurt, but you know, film study sort of suggests that he is. I don't know the true truth. I don't know if he's true truth. I don't know the whole truth. I don't know if he's playing through injury. I'm not sure.
Trying to walk it off? Is that?
Well, except that it's his arm.
You're a Manning. Yeah. Walk it off.
Maybe. So, and I have great respect for Hugh Freeze. As I said before the year, I put him 8th, I think, in my national coaches list. So I'm really interested in this game. Obviously, it's in Norman, and I think Oklahoma has a lot going for him right now. All right, next.
Okay, the next game after that one is Michigan -1.5 at Nebraska.
Yeah, this is a tough one. It's toughy. I don't know whether I like both these teams or I don't like either one of them. I can't tell. I'm still iffy on both of them. I think there were some signs, certainly, with both of them that they're heading in the right direction. I think there's that much is true. And I would be surprised if this wasn't a close game. And I think it's an important game for both these teams in terms of Big 12 positioning. We're getting to the meat and potatoes of the season now. So, yeah, I think it's important.
Okay, the next one is NC State at Duke. Yeah. Duke's 2.5.
Yeah, I don't trust either one of these teams. I don't think either of these teams can stop anybody. I think both their defenses sort of suck. I'm sort of surprised that Duke's defense sucks, but to this point, they sort of do. And therefore, I don't really have any clue on this game at all. NC State's been better than Duke of late. I'll say that. All right.
Illinois at Indiana. Indiana 4.5 points favorite.
I have picked most of these games already. I'm not telling anybody who I picked, not for any reason. I just am not yet. We're not at that point yet. We're just not at that point. That comes later. But I have not picked this game. I have not picked Indiana. We have Indiana -4.5 against Illinois.
That is what it says here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have not picked that game yet. And I don't know when I'm going to. I really just don't know. I think that Indiana has played nobody, although Old Dominion is better than people think. Illinois has played some competition and has been pretty good over the last 2 years. Look, we talked about this game before the year. It was game 4 for Indiana, and we talked about the importance of this game for both these teams. You know, this is a battle of ranked teams, and this is basically to decide team 4 in the Big Ten. And it's a real important game for both sides. I don't have a pick on it yet. The next one is Arizona State and Baylor, right?
Oh, yes.
And Baylor's -2.5?
Oh, so you have it written there.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, Baylor's 2.5.
Yeah, I know you're not paying attention.
And then Florida, well,
yeah,
you know,
Baylor,
it's a hit and miss.
Baylor and ASU, I have no idea. And Baylor is exactly what I thought they were before the year. They're a potent offensive team, and they just suck out loud defensively. And I don't know what that equates to, playing at home against an Arizona State team that I think has been somewhat disappointing thus far. All right.
Then you got Florida and Miami. Miami 7.5.
Yeah, we've talked about this already. Next.
South Carolina, Missouri. Yeah, Missouri 13.5.
Yeah, we'll get into all these games in depth tomorrow. We'll give you the full Syracuse review tomorrow, too. That's coming up. Missouri 13.5 in Arkansas. It's more like 11.5 in real life. It depends on whether Sellers is playing. And then finally, Clemson and Syracuse. And again, I'll give you the Syracuse analysis tomorrow on the show. Join me then. We're done.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hey there, Tiger fans. Thinking about making Clemson your forever home? Whether you're a recent grad, proud alum, parent of a current student, or just love those orange sunsets over Death Valley, Great Southern Homes has the perfect place for you to settle down in Tiger Town. With our central Clemson communities of Springwood Grove, Edwards Ridge, and Champions Village, Great Southern Homes has a variety of floor plans, endless personalization options, and upgrades to fit your unique taste. Visit GreatSouthernHomes.com today to learn more about our central Clemson communities.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.